Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 18th parak of Maseches Kelim. We are up to parak Yud Ches, Mishnah Hey. Says the Mishnah, Mita Shai Setmei Midras. If you had a bed that was Tami Tumas Midras, meaning Azav Zavanida Yoledes, had sat or lied down on that bed, Nitalik Tzar Ushtei Kra'ayim Tameya, if the short end of the bed and the two of the legs were removed from it, then the bed remains Tameh, because the remaining parts of the bed are enough for it to be considered a bed still, so it's still a functioning kli. Aruko shtechraim tahora, but if you take one of the long sides of the bed and two of the legs off, now it is not a functional bed anymore. It is broken, and therefore it loses the tumah status. It is tahora. Rabbi Nechemia matame, but Rabbi Nechemia says even in that case it's tame. Gadash shtelishonis lochson. If a person broke off two pieces of wood that were put underneath the blocks of the bed that were across from each other, meaning lochson means like an alochson. It's a diagonally across from each other. Gadar shtei kra'ayim lochsan, or if he broke two legs that were diagonally across from each other, so the bed is obviously going to be very, very shaky in such a case. Osha miyata pachas mitefach, or you shorten the bed to less than a tefach off the ground by breaking parts of the, you know, sawing off the bottom parts of the legs. Tahora, then it's going to be tahor, because that's not considered a functional bed anymore. Mishnah Vav, mita shayisa tamei midras. If you had a bed that was tamei midras, nishbra aruka v'tikna, if one of the long sides of the bed broke and you then fixed it, tamei midras, it goes back to being tamei midras, because the rest of the bed is still there. Nishbra shnia v'tikna tarmina midras, but then the second long side broke and you fixed that, now it's not going to be tamei anymore. Av tamei maga midras, but it's still tamei as something that touched a midras, and therefore it may not be an avatuma anymore, but it is a rishon natuma, because when the second sideboard was still there, the bed was still a functional bed, and that therefore the first sideboard that you had replaced became a rishon, because it was touching the av that was a functional bed. So now the second one broke, and the bed was no longer tamei tumas midras, but the rishon natuma is still part of the bed. Lo hispik l'sakin is a rishon nachanish brashniya Tahora. But if you didn't fix the first one and then the second one broke, so you had two of them broken at the same time, so now the tumah went away, and when you do fix it, it remains tahor. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Hey, we had said that if you have a bed that was tamei tumas medras and you take off the shorter side and two legs, it's still tamei, but the longer side and two legs, it's a machlokas whether it's tamei or tahor. If you took off two legs on a diagonal from each other, the two blocks on a diagonal from each other, or you cut the legs down to less than a tefach, then it is tahar. In the Mishnah Vav, we said that if a bed was tamei tumas medras and one long side broke and you fixed it, it remains tamei medras. If the second long side broke and you fixed that, then it's tamei as a rishon natuma. But if both long sides broke before you fixed anything, then it is entirely tahar. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Parak Yud Ches Mishnah Zayin.